You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word secretary has the word secret in it, but that may feel like a coincidence.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
This morning's question comes from a listener named Deborah. Deborah points out that secretary doesn't really get used in offices as much anymore, but we're still saying things like secretary of state, secretary of commerce. Just wanted to know more about the origin of this word.
And had you ever thought about the relationship of secretary to secret?
I have, actually. That was how I learned how to spell it. A secretary is a person that keeps a secret.
And in fact, that is where this word comes from. It's old in English. We can track it all the way back to the 1300s. And when it is first used in the language, it means one who is entrusted with private or secret matters, the holder of the secrets. What I love is at this early moment in the language, it could be used figuratively. You'll get examples along the lines of, "The night was secretary to my lonely thoughts."
I really like that, but I don't think I could say it.
Well, I don't think we could say it now, but the idea that the knight is this keeper of your secrets, of your secret lonely thoughts. You get these figurative uses early. By the 1400s, the word secretary is coming to be used much the way we use it today, which is someone whose job it is to write for another person, that they're managing correspondence, they're keeping records, they're supporting someone else in doing that work. By the late 1500s, we get this other meaning of secretary, which, as our listener noted, we still find in things like secretary of state. In your own head, do you associate secretary of state with the secretary who might be working in an office not in the government?
No, not really. Definitely two different things in my head.
And I think that's true for many people. They are, of course, exactly the same word. But in the late 1500s, the word secretary develops this use where it's an official designation for a set of ministers who were presiding over departments, executive departments of state. As Deborah pointed out, secretary is coming to be used less in offices. I think we talk about administrative assistants, use terms like that. But secretary remains a formal term for these very high offices in government. Now, there's another sense of secretary which is related, which is secretary for a piece of furniture.
My family had one of those. It was sort of a cabinet on top, and then it had this sort of door that opened up, and it turned into a desk. Wow, that's a really strange explanation, but that's kind of how it worked.
Well, that's right. And that noun shows up in the 1800s for this kind of desk. It probably goes back to the French secrétaire, which is the word for that kind of furniture, but all related. They all go back to the same root. When you look now in the corpus of contemporary American English for the word secretary, most of the examples are in things like secretary of state, secretary of defense, secretary of commerce. You're getting less use in administrative positions outside of government. You can occasionally find secretary as a verb. Can you use it as a verb?
No, I can't even think of how you would do that.
You would do it in something like, he secretaried for 3 years.
Okay, maybe I could see that, yeah.
I mean, I would know what it meant.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a verb that I would use. But there we have it. The relationship of secretaries to the secrets that they keep.
Thank you for revealing all of your language secrets, Anne. Have a good Sunday.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.